Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Fact or fiction?
Well, let's get started, and we'll stick with Thursday Night Football. The Cowboys will be without their head coach tonight. Dak Prescott knows the team needs to rally together in order to stop their losing streak.
Yeah, it's a great challenge. I mean, we've got to step up to it, though. Obviously, not the hottest. Coming off of a loss, second straight loss, and then obviously losing our head coach, we're in for a challenge. But when you go into an atmosphere like this, you understand it's going to be a heavyweight challenge regardless.
So, Chelsea, fact or fiction, Mike McCarthy's absence will have a noticeable effect on the outcome of the game.
Fiction, you know, unless it is the final 2 minutes of the game and we actually see good time management, because that's been the problem with Mike McCarthy, is the fact that he doesn't even have a good impact on some of these games. And it's head scratching the times in which he does not call a timeout. So if there's an impact, that's going to be the only one. But no, I don't think there's going to be an impact, because we've seen this situation before. Coaches missing because of COVID. Cliff Kingsbury has missed a game, and the Cardinals still won. I don't think it matters as much as the players who are actually on the field.
Fiction. Why would Mike McCarthy's absence have any effect on this game? Seriously. What is Mike McCarthy doing on the sidelines outside of making a few calls, maybe on fourth down or something, where he's some sort of Hall of Fame genius on the sidelines? Why has the number moved in New Orleans' direction? This doesn't make any sense at all. Again, we know Dan Quinn's going to take over. He knows how to be a head coach. I don't understand the line movement at all. The only thing we keep hearing about Mike McCarthy, and I'm not hating on the guy, is that he motivated his guys by saying something weird or showing that monkey butt powder in the locker room or whatever it is. There's no reason to be concerned about him not being on the sidelines. If the Cowboys don't cover this number or they don't win this game, it's not going to be because Dan Quinn does something just out of this world that we don't understand or makes some sort of stupid decision. I don't understand the line movement, but there is no noticeable effect that will happen here. This is complete fiction.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I think Mike McCarthy has said as much himself. Dan Quinn is basically just going to be his proxy. The focus is just like making sure that the communication from the booth down to Dan Quinn is the same as it would be for Mike McCarthy, and that ultimately the decisions Mike McCarthy would make are the decisions Dan Quinn will be making, which, I mean, that's up to you guys if you want to say that's good or not. Let's move on to the Rams, who are 0-3 since trading for Von Miller, but that hasn't stopped Miller's goal of winning the Super Bowl. On Instagram, he posted a picture of him holding the trophy when he won it with the Broncos and included what can only be described as a love letter to the Lombardi Trophy. "I'm coming back for you, I promise," he said. So, fact or fiction, Jenks, the Rams are closer to being Super Bowl pretenders than they are Super Bowl contenders.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That is a fact in a big way. And it pains me to say it because I have a future on the Rams at 14-1. All I did was talk about the glory of the LA Rams before the season. But then I went back and I looked at their schedule. Remember they won that huge matchup against Tom Brady and the Bucs early in the season? Listen to what they've done since that game. They beat the Seahawks, terrible team. They beat the Giants, terrible. Beat the Lions, terrible. Beat the Texans, terrible. Lost to the Titans, Niners, and Packers. Who have they beaten in the last 8 weeks of note? No one. Absolutely no one. And suddenly Matt Stafford looks washed. He's not. But he's thrown a pick six in three consecutive games. The Rams have a long way to go. Even if they win this weekend, and they should because they're monster favorites over Jacksonville, they haven't beaten anyone in more than 2 months. Anyone worth talking about. So they are pretenders in a big, big way.
Yeah, I'm going to go fact as well, just because at this point in the season, it doesn't even look like they're going to be winning the division. It's going to be the Cardinals. And anytime you don't win your division, the path to the Super Bowl is a lot harder, you know? So I think for that reason, and you're right, like, who have they beaten since beating the Bucs earlier on in the season? So far, it's been a defense that's had holes. For as many big names as they have on that defense, they have not been performing, giving up points right and left to the Packers, you know, gave up 31 to the 49ers. So it's just a Rams team that looks great on paper, but there's real problems and there's some kind of disconnect. Matt Stafford has not been great. I think he's going to be better in some of these games, but right now they've only looked impressive against the bad teams in the league. And if you want to win a Super Bowl, you have to do it against the best teams in the league. So for me, they're Super Bowl pretenders, fiction. Facts.
Once again, we are all going to be in agreement because, yeah, I agree this is a fact that the Rams are Super Bowl pretenders. Jenks, I want to push back on something you said, though, about Matthew Stafford. Okay. You said he looks like he's washed. I think he looks like the same guy he's always been. His career record against teams with a winning record now is 9-71. Like, he has never played well in the bright lights. And his big thing when he left
Detroit.
Well,
that's because he played for the Lions.
Yeah, but he's doing it now. He's thrown three straight pick sixes. Like, he's doing the same thing he did with the Lions. The lights get bright. Look, when he left for Detroit and he went to L.A., he said, I want to play big games. I don't want to play at noon or 1 p.m. against a team with a losing record. I want to play the best teams. I want to play on prime time. How's that going, pal? Because now you can't win those games.
Washed. If you're saying that he's underperforming or he's overrated, sure. But washed is a completely different term. You're saying someone is done, has nothing left. Like Cam Newton
But that's what I'm saying. I agree. He's not washed. I'm saying he looks the same as he's always been. He doesn't look much different to me than he did in Detroit. He had great offenses in Detroit. He had a great defense in Detroit. And now he doesn't have any of the excuses that he had in Detroit where it's like he just doesn't have a good coach. Oh, he's got McVay now. He just didn't have a good defense. Oh, he's got every defensive playmaker who's ever lived, seemingly. Oh, he just didn't have good enough wide receivers. Well, now he's got like three of the best. So where the hell is Matthew Stafford going to win big games? Because it just isn't happening. This team is absolutely
a pretender to me. He hasn't been great, but three consecutive pick sixes is a different level of bad. So correct. I would just say that what we're seeing over the past 3 weeks is not what we always saw in Detroit. That's a new level of bad.
Jinx, what I'm saying is he looks great against bad teams, but against good teams, three pick sixes, that's what he looked like in Detroit. That's where I think it's like the same dude. Because it's like when the lights get bright, man, this guy just turns into a pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Well, that was my concern going in, is that it is different putting up numbers in Detroit in meaningless games as opposed to these big games. So we're seeing it. He's a bit of a gunslinger at times, and half of these interceptions weren't even picked or tipped balls. Like, they've been bad interceptions.
Yeah, they've been bad. They've been particularly bad. I don't think he's this bad. I don't think he's all world. I think he's better than we've seen. I'm not saying that he's a top five quarterback in the NFL, but I don't think he's ever been this bad. I can't agree with the idea that this is the same guy he was in Detroit. I think he's got to be better than that.
I'm just saying. And listen, I lived there. I watched all the games. I seen him go crazy against the bad teams, and then I see him against the Packers in a division title game, and he just throws up an egg. I mean, this is just, he looks like the same guy he's always looked like to me.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.